All right.
It's taking hours and hours.
It takes forever. I'm on a fast mission. It is very fast.
Whenever you're ready, I can start.
It's got so many issues with it. It's crazy.
It makes sense.
I was up early this morning. It's prompting me for a bunch of things that
so both said, we're talking about Parshas Tetzave.
Yeah.
And the Torah says, we are taught Tetzave es b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha Shemen Zayis Zoch Kosisla Ma'or Lahalos Ner Tamid. Now this word Eilecha, or this phrase V'yikhu Eilecha, appears again in Sefer Bamidbar in the parasha of Paraduma. So we have it here, it says V'yikhu Eilecha Shemen Zayis Zoch, and we have it there in Paraduma V'yikhu Eilecha Paraduma. Rashi says over there in Parshas Chukas, V'yikhu Eilecha, Li'olam hi nikres al shmecha, Para she'asa Moshe Bamidbar. In other words, every para throughout history is an imitation. It's, so to speak, a recreation of the original para of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Eilecha. But here, in Parshas Tetzaveh, we don't find any comment of Rashi on the words V'yikhu Tetzaveh V'yikhu Eilecha. So we'd like to try to understand what is the significance of V'yikhu Eilecha with regard to Shemen Zayis Zoch. What's the Eilecha here? That's question number one. Now question number two, which is a very, very well-known, famous question, and that is the question of the Rosh and the Tur and others. We find, and this is going to be in the Zohar in a second, that there's only one parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is omitted since his Leda. From the time of his Leda, at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, there's only one parsha, and that's Tetzaveh, where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is omitted. And the Rosh says, the Tur, his son, quotes him as well, that Moshe Rabbeinu sent HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he destroyed the Luchos, and after the whole parsha, the episode of the Egel Azov, when Hashem wanted to destroy the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Im kein, im ayin mecheni no misifrecha shekasavta." And we have a principle in the Gemara in Brachos Nun Vav. We have to be very careful about words that come out of our mouth. And kil las chacham afilu al tnai hi ba'a. A klol of a chacham is so powerful, it has such an impact, that even if it was conditional, and even if those conditions weren't met, nevertheless the klola is going to be implemented. So therefore, as far as Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned, when he said, Mecheni no misifrecha, erase me from your book, that's a klola that Moshe Rabbeinu brings upon himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus, and with his divine attribute of mercy, he decides that instead of fulfilling this klola, kipshuta, and omitting Moshe Rabbeinu's name from the Torah, Hashem says, I'm going to have compassion, I'll remove your name from one particular parasha. And that's the parasha of Tetzaveh. So the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is omitted from parashas Tetzaveh is because of this klola that Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, brought upon himself, and that is Mecheni na Misifrecha. Just yes.
Would you? Can you're begging the question? Ein Mochan Menuchim the Torah that by saying that.
Right. We have to. That my next question was a variation of your question, Joe, and that is, why is Tetzaveh the one single parasha that was chosen to fulfill this, so to speak, klola of Moshe Rabbeinu? What is going on here? Atta Tetzaveh is before Kitisa, and yet the curse comes in Parshas Kitisa. Why is it that here, in Parshas Tetzaveh, of all places, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to omit Moshe Rabbeinu's name? There's got to be some compelling logic to that. But more fundamentally, we want to raise the following objection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to destroy the people of Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu is called the Raya Mehemna. He is the loyal sheep, herd or shepherd over the sheep of Israel. He is willing to put his life on the line. He's willing to sacrifice everything for the sake of his people. And now he gets punished. If you take a look at the Zohar says that Mi lanu gadol bi Moshe, who is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? Sha'omer, he declared for him, Ayin mecheni no misivcha shakasavta. The Omer litzorech. There was a definite need at that moment for Moshe Rabbeinu to make that statement. The Afal Pisha Kodesh Baruch Hu Asa Ritzono Im Kol Zelo Nitzo Mionesh. Paradoxically, the Tzohar says that it was necessary and it was a great act of Mesirus Nefesh on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu to declare at Mecheni No, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually fulfilled Moshe Rabbeinu's will and he staved off the punishment of the original decree. But nevertheless, Lo Nitzo Mionesh. So the Zohar is actually the original source to explain Moshe's omission, the name of Moshe's omission from Tetzaveh as an onesh for Mecheninu. We find it again in the Rosh, later in the Tur, but it all originates in the Zohar. And then we ask ourselves the question, well, Hashem saves Moshe, saves the people of Israel after the Cheder Egel because of Moshe Rabbeinu's statement, his plea, Mecheninu Misifrecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had originally said in Parshas Ki Tisa, Ve'ata, now, Hanichali, let me, Ve'ichar Api Bohem, Ve'achale, Ve'esa Oschol Goy Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that God was giving him a cue, he was giving him a hint, Hanichali, that he, Moshe Rabbeinu, could come forward and stave off the punishment, the decree. And therefore Moshe says, Im ayin mecheni no misifrecha. So on the one hand, the paradox is this was a great act of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zohar itself says that we have to praise Moshe Rabbeinu for his Mesirus Nefesh. The Zohar goes on to compare and contrast Moshe to Noach, whereas Noach doesn't plea on behalf of his people, his generation. Moshe Rabbeinu does. And he staves off the punishment. This is all the great personality of Moshe Rabbeinu, his leadership role, his sacrifice for the people of Israel, his love for the people, his role as the shepherd, and now he gets punished. So we have three questions that we're asking. Question number one, what's the Yikhu Eilecha at the beginning of Tetzaveh? Why Eilecha? Question number two is why does the Torah say in Parashas Tetzaveh that Moshe Rabbeinu's name has to be omitted? This is all because of the principle of Kilas Chacham. But why should Moshe Rabbeinu on the one hand be praised for his role in saving the Jewish people, in his willingness to be sacrificed, and yet we call this some sort of a punishment? And finally the question, why Dafka Parashas Tetzaveh? Why is that Parashas singled out for the cue of this punishment that Moshe Rabbeinu should be omitted from the Torah?
I'm sorry, one more thing. And nobody says that this is not a punishment. Nobody says this is just good to do with...
You know what, Joe? I think we'll be smarter in about a half hour because that's what this whole presentation is all about. So what I would like to do is let's see if we can... excuse me, get a grasp on what this Mecheninu is all about. What is Moshe's role here in Parashas Tetzaveh? What is Moshe's role in Shemen Zayzach? And finally, we'll get an idea of what this punishment is all about. And I think you'll see at the end of the day that this is not a punishment at all. But we're not ready for that yet. We're going to begin our study today with the Or HaChaim at the beginning of Parshas V'yata Tetzaveh. He quotes an amazing statement of the Zohar, not the statement that we read before about Mecheninu Misifrecha, but a statement about the very the very essential question of what is holding up the Geula. Why isn't the redemption here? And the Zohar says, and if you're following in the text, you'll see it on the bottom of the middle column, Bo ure'e shalo golu Yisrael el al bitul Torah shenemar vayom Hashem al ozvam es torasi. Our lack of dedication to the study of Torah is what brought about the golus. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God declares, V'golios harishonos chazru b'schus Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We no longer have that schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So what's going to bring about the Geula? And here the Zohar reveals a great secret. Achshav heim chatu b'torah shenasati l'moshe, kasha yashuvu v'yasku b'toroso, b'schus Moshe anigol. There's something called Torah Moshe. And the people are lax and laid back in studying the Torah Moshe. If they will dedicate themselves to the study of Torah Moshe, then in the schus of Moshe, I will bring about the Geula. Says the Orach Chaim on the top of the left column. Why? Because we're not dedicated to the study of Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to become the Goel in the plan of action, in the scheme of things. According to the Zohar, it's Moshe who's meant to be bringing about the Geula, but that's only going to happen when we study the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. If we're laid back about the study of Torah as Moshe Rabbeinu, then Moshe Rabbeinu is no longer going to serve as the conduit, as the agent to bring about the Geula. And the Or Chaim HaKadosh ends his presentation by quoting a pasuk in Koheles. Koheles says, "Masha hoya, hu sheyia." And if you take a look at those first three words, "Masha hoya, hu," and you isolate the first letter in each of those three words, you get the name Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe is going to wait until his children are dedicated to his Torah before he will play the role, the conduit of bringing about the Geula. And all this is indicated in the pasuk V'ata Tetzaveh Es B'nei Yisrael. Says the Orach Chaim, what is V'ata Tetzaveh Es B'nei Yisrael? The word Tetzaveh is formulated in the grammatical future tense. Osid Ata L'schaber El B'nei Yisrael. Now, the Orach Chaim says that the word Tetzaveh comes from the word Tzavta. Tzavta means when you have two individuals that gather together, they join together as a close, intimate partnership, that's called Tetzaveh, Tzavta. And when it says V'yata Tetzaveh, it means that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, will become Mischaber, you'll become connected with a close, intimate relation with Klal Yisrael, but the Tanai has got to be V'yikhu Eilecha Shemen Zayis Zach. The Shemen is a symbolic representation of the Torah. The Torah is called Shemen Zayis. The Zayis itself is the Torah Shebichsav, which contains within it the Shemen, which is the Torah Shebal Peh, but we have to remove the Shemen from the Zayis. And that's the process of studying Torah Shebal Peh, to remove that which is inherent in Torah Shebichsav. And now we have to dedicate ourselves to Torah Shebal Peh, to create Shemen Zayis Zach. And that's called Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma means for the sake not of building myself up, but rather Kosis Lamor. Kosis Lamor means through a process of Ketisa. Ketisa means to purify the Shemen by crushing the olives and removing the oil from the olives. That whole process is Torah for the sake of Torah. It means Torah Lishma. And it means a lot of hard work. It's Ketisa. It means almost breaking the goof. And that's why Chazal famously say, Zos HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Bo'el Ein HaTorah Miskayemes El B'misha Memes Atzmo Oleha. What does it mean, Memes Atzmo Oleha? In the symbolism of Shemen Zayizach, it means Kosis Lamar. The ksisa means the breaking down of the guf for the sake of creating that energy force that will dedicate itself to Torah study. It's a kind of memes atzmo leha. And then when Klal Yisrael reach this level of the yikhu elecha shemen zayizach, the fulfillment of that mandate is going to bring about the hischabrus, the unification of Moshe Rabbeinu with the people of Israel, betzavta, and that's called v'yata tetzave. And then Moshe Rabbeinu is going to rally on behalf of the Jewish people for the geula. And we're still left with I shouldn't say left with one question. I mean, we're in a sense we're adding another question now, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Raya Mehemna. He's the shepherd. He loves his people, but according to Zohar, he's not willing to play the role of the conduit to bring about the geula. Why? Because the people are not dedicated to his Torah study. Now, where is the Raya Mehemna here? Where is the compassionate Moshe Rabbeinu who's willing to give up his life after the Egel, and Mecheni Nomi Sifrecha, his whole future, his whole spirituality, all for the sake of Klal Yisrael? And now, wait a minute, guys, you're guilty of Bittul Torah. I'm not going to play the role. I'm not interested in being the Goel and being that person, B'schus Moshe Ani Goelam, for the sake of Batlonim and HaTorah. All of a sudden, Moshe becomes so harsh. Here the people worship the Egel. What could be a more severe sin? Moshe Rabbeinu says to God, spare the people, if not, erase me from your book. But when it comes to Bittul Torah, says the Zohar, Moshe Rabbeinu refuses to play the role which we would have assumed, we would have attributed to Araya Mehemna, that he should invoke divine compassion for the sake of saving his people and bringing about the ultimate redemption. No, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm not willing to do so. It's got to first be the Yikhu Eilecha Shemen Zayizach. It's got to be a dedication to the Torah Shebaal Peh that Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted to the people of Israel. If you're not dedicated to that study, if it's not kosis lamor to break your backs, to dedicate yourself with tremendous yegia and amelus, it's not memes atzmo oleha, then that's already Bittul Torah. I'm not interested, says Moshe Rabbeinu, in bringing about the geula. And it sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu, all of a sudden, in a very atypical way, is getting harsh with Bnei Yisrael. Instead of compassion, he's demanding, and he's not willing to get involved in the process of bringing about the geula. How do we understand this? So we have another question to add to our bank, our sal, they call it here in Israel. When you go online and you want to order things, you know, you put it into a basket. We have a whole basket full of questions now. Let's begin with the study of the Gemara in the Nedarim. The Gemara tells us something amazing in the Nedarim. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bitchila haya Moshe lomei Torah umeshakcha. Imagine, Moshe Rabbeinu up on the mountain, he's studying Torah, and he's getting the whole Torah, and he's forgetting it. And that's Rav Yochanan. What happens at the end? God says, I'm going to give you a matana. And that's the Torah. Shenemar, v'yiten el Moshe kechaloso l'daber ito. V'yiten, milosha matana. And now we want to study the Al-Shech HaKadosh. The Al-Shech says in Parashas Ki Tisa, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu must have known up front, God is infinite, that Moshe is going to forget the Torah. If that be the case, why did Moshe Rabbeinu receive the entire Torah, which was too much for him to collect in his mind? He's going to have to forget the Torah. If at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu b'matana, then why go through this futile effort of teaching Moshe the Torah for 40 days and 40 nights? Just snap your fingers, give him the Torah as a matana, and that's the whole story. Says the Al-Sheikh, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu studied Torah with Moshe, transmitting Torah for 40 days, is in order to prepare Moshe Rabbeinu's nature to receive the Torah b'matana. Moshe Rabbeinu could not possibly have received the Torah b'matana unless he had 40 days of what the Al-Sheikh calls Yetzirah Savlad, preparing the fetus for ultimate birth. A fetus is considered maya v'alma. It's nothing until 40 days go by. It takes 40 days to prepare the embryo so that now it can be ready to develop and finally be born. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot receive the Torah unless after 40 days in which his whole essence, his spiritual makeup, his soul is now cleansed, it's purified, it's uplifted by the Torah that he studies. Torah becomes cathartic. Now Moshe Rabbeinu, after these 40 days and 40 nights, is prepared, like the Vlad after 40 days and 40 nights, Moshe is prepared to receive the Torah b'matana in such a way that it won't be forgotten. And here we have an Iyun Yaakov, one of the great poskim, who wrote a commentary on the Agadata, as well as many other Sfarim. And he says there in the Dorim, Ef Shalomer, Lilmod Mimenu Doros Habom Shlo Yagati Matzasi Al Tamin. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his entire experience up on the mountain, is teaching us something for all generations, and that is that you cannot receive Torah without Yigia. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to work very hard and toil until he receives the Torah of Matana because he prepared himself through all that hard work. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNeviim, and yet lo zocha l'matnas haTorah until Yaga, Yigia, 40 days without Achila, without Shasiyah. And then Moshe Rabbeinu finds, after purifying himself, finds favor in the eyes of the Almighty, and he receives the Torah b'matana. So we have now a great, shall I say, foundation or preparation for the drasha of the Chasam Sofer. Now this drasha of the Chasam Sofer is going to teach us something fundamental. And it touches on last week's parasha of Yikhuli Truma. And he says the following. During 40 days, Moshe Rabbeinu is up on the mountain receiving the Torah. And Chazal tell us, what Torah is included in the Torah that's transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu? It's the entire Torah. Kol Masha Talmid Vasik Asid Lechadesh. Any Torah that down the line a Talmud will be Machadesh, that's all included in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. When it says V'yikluli Truma, take that word Truma, says the Chasam Sofer, and juggle it in such a way that you have the word Torah, and then you have a mem. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah. Would the Rav say that when you're saying that he received the whole Torah, what you're meaning is he received the foundation that allowed for everything that came from it?
Oh, I don't know, Joe. That's your interpretation. I don't.
So how can you say that if Moshe didn't know what the crowns were? That's
something else. That's called tagim. That's a different category. We're not talking about tagim now. We're talking about the Torah. That means Dikdukei Sofrim. We're talking about Gezeiras Chachomim. We're talking about Doraisas and Drabbanans. That entire structure of Torah and all its deeper meaning was given as one corpus to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. But you know what? I don't think we should get distracted with this, Joe, because that's not a major point here. The major point here is that what those 40 days on the mountain, what they teach us and what they establish, is that Yagati means Matzasi, meaning the prerequisite of Torah is what Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in for 40 days, and that's called Yigia. And the Chasam Sofer says that you take the word Truma and you rejuggle the letters. 4 out of 5 make Torah, and 1 letter is Mem, referring to the 40 days of Moshe up in Har Sinai. And those 40 days represent Yigiyah. So if you and I decide to dedicate ourselves to Torah, we need the Mem. We need to have the lesson and mirror image Moshe Rabbeinu, the willingness to dedicate ourselves with Yigiyah for 40 days. And therefore, if we summarize the Chasam Sofer's main point, the 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai were 40 days of Yigiyah, and then at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu a gift. Included in this gift is the entire corpus of Torah. And the Chasam Sofer says, that's the Pasuk V'yikhu Li Truma. It's a remez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu for 40 days. And it's a revelation that a Talmud could be machadish, but only if he imitates Moshe Rabbeinu. And the word Truma means he's got to be prompted by his heart. Everyone can reveal his particular chelek of Torah if he's willing to dedicate himself like Moshe Rabbeinu's 40 days on the mountain to Yigiyas HaTorah. Let's go a step further. And now we're looking in the middle column on page 2. We have a statement here of the Chidah. The Chidah says in the second paragraph, "Hachronim yicholim lechadish mashalo yochlu rishonu ki adayin lo higia zman chidushu." Every chidush, every insight in Torah has its time, and there's no way that you can prematurely be mechadish that chidush. What does it mean when the Mishnah says, "Kol hashokheach dover echad"? If every single person has his particular chelek, kol talmid vasik sha'asid lechadish, that's because he has his chelek in Torah's Moshe. Then if he forgets that chelek, if he so to speak rejects it, is mameshi yadua ki kol echa kibel chelko b'Torah Sinai. This is the chidah. The imu yare, if he yare shamayim v'motzi li'or asher kibla nishmaso, a true, genuine, God-fearing Jew will reveal that which his neshama received, that particular chidush that's his. V'achidush ahu ein acher yochel lechad shukim hu chelko. No other person can be mechadish that chidush. He and only he has to come up with that chidush. And im zocha. And he was mechadish that chidush, which his neshama had received. Then, v'achar zeh shachuach meikara, he says that if he forgets it, zu ra chola. Why? Because if he forgets that Torah and it's gone, ein chacham achar yochel lechadsha, and therefore he is giving up the purpose, so to speak, of his life. If he forgets the Torah that he was meant to establish, that it's his unique, singular responsibility to make that contribution of Torah. So it means that in every single generation throughout Jewish history, there's a revelation of Chidushei Torah that were not revealed until that day, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for a certain neshama to be mechadish that chidush, that's his chelek. And before his chelek, before he can achieve that chelek, no one else can reveal that chidush. Even the Rishonim, who are like Malachim, who are like angels, they're giants compared to us, we're dwarfs. But nevertheless, if this is your chidush at that time, the Rishonim, as great as they are, cannot come up with that chidush. We have to wait for you, because that's your chelek in Torah. So claims the Chidah. And when you are remembering your Torah, you are really remembering the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, because as we said before, according to Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu received all the Torah, even the Torah of future Talmidim, Afilu Talmid Vasik. And if you take a look in a sefer by Rav Avraham Azuloy, that's the great-grandfather of the Chidah, he says, Ki HaTorah v'nishmasam shal Yisrael inyan echad hu, Torah and the Neshavas of Klai Yisrael are one. and every single neshama has his part in Torah. Torah becomes the totality, the conglomeration of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, each one contributing his part in Klal Yisrael. And therefore he says that when we talk about Shishim Ribu, it means that every single neshama that makes up that Shishim Ribu has his particular carved out part of Torah that's his, that's uniquely his, that cannot be revealed by anyone else, only by his neshama. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal to the tzaddikim whatever is relevant, so to speak, or they can possess, because that reflects their Chidushei Torah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not reveal to the tzaddikim, with the exception of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah of a Talmud, because that's his Torah and that's his unique contribution, and it cannot be revealed until that Talmud comes to reveal it. The only exception, of course, is Moshe Rabbeinu, because Afilu Masha Talmud Vosek Osu L'Chadesh was transmitted to Moshe. Moshe does not have the permission to reveal that Torah. Why? Because that Torah is the unique possession of one particular neshama, and that neshama has to come along and be mechadish that chiddush and reveal that chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu will not reveal it because he doesn't want to steal it, so to speak, from that individual. So when it says in the Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu received afilu masha talmid vasik osid lehischadish, it's all said to Moshe Rabbeinu, but yet, paradoxically, even though it was all revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, nevertheless Moshe Rabbeinu will not transmit all that Torah, because there's certain Torah that has to be left for future generations, so that those generations will be mechadish each one to the best of his ability that chelik of Torah that's uniquely his, and hence the achronim could be mechadish chidushei Torah that were not revealed by the rishonim. It doesn't matter that you're not as great as the earlier generations. You have your unique Torah to carve out to be mechadish and contribute to Klali, so it cannot be contributed by anyone else. And that's why there's such a severe punishment for someone who forgets his Torah. And I'm not talking about someone who's anus, you know, he couldn't do otherwise. I'm talking about someone who takes up a certain style of living, and as a result he forgets his Torah. That's almost a deliberate forgetting of the Torah, and that person is subject to a very harsh punishment. Let's take a look at the paragraph here, the name of the Medrash Tanchuma, on the bottom of the left column on page 2. It says in the Medrash Tanchuma, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, that's the pasuk in Oz Yashir, Moshe Shakul Keneged Kol Yisrael. An amazing statement in the Tanchuma. Moshe weighs as heavily as the entire balance of Klal Yisrael. And we begin to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu received the entire Torah during the 40 days he's on the mountain, even including Masha Talmud Vosek Osir L'Chadesh, because all the Neshamas were incorporated, so to speak, in one gigantic Neshama. And each Neshama now has to reveal his Chelek of that gigantic Neshama. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gets in his gigantic neshama. I should get a better word for it, but all the chidushim and all the contributions of all the talmidim for all generations are included, but they're concealed until such a talmid will come and be mechadish and reveal them. And therefore, if we don't have the permission now to reveal these chidushim, because maybe the Talmud that's his chelik, he hasn't come yet. So until the time when there'll be a revelation, Zman Lizgalos Al Yidei Osam Talmidei Chachomim Kol Echad B'Toro, it means that Moshe Rabbeinu forgets the Torah. Why does he forget the Torah? So that he won't reveal the Torah. And therefore, when we, each and every one of us, are mechadish achidush in Torah, what we're doing is we're restoring Moshe Rabbeinu's forgotten Torah. Mashiacholim anu lahasik kol echad chalko b'Torah hu rak b'zchus Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is kolel all the neshamos, He received the entire corpus of the Torah, and He made it possible for each and every one of us to reveal our chelik in Torah. And therefore, on page 3, the Gemara Nida says that the Vlad is taught the Torah while it's in an embryonic stage until it's born, and then with its birth, the Malach punches him on the mouth, and as a result, Meshakro called Torah Kula. Why? So why do we teach the Malach teaches the baby, the fetus, the entire Torah, and then he's going to forget it all? So he quotes here the Rebbe Elimelech Milozhinsk, who says, "Ki im lo ayu malabdim es neshama tchilas kol haTorah lo ya efshari b'derech hateva sheyasig ha'adam achrei lidoso b'toch haguf hachomri es haTorah shehi chachmasu shel Yisro." The process of studying the Torah, even though it will culminate with shichras haTorah, is necessary to prepare the teva, the nature of the child, such that it, when it is born and it grows, is able to study the Chochmas HaTorah. And the same thing applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's kolel all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, but he first has to go up to the mountain and study the Torah for 40 days and 40 nights. He studies all the Chelkei HaTorah of all of Klal Yisrael. It's all incorporated into that one Torah that's taught to Moshe Rabbeinu in 40 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sivev B'Kavonet Chila SheYishkechem Ki Adayin Lo Higi Azmanim. Just like we saw for each individual embryo, the Malach causes him Shechecha, so too at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu there's got to be an element of Shechas HaTorah that would allow and facilitate the ability for each and every one of us throughout the generations to reveal our unique chelek in Torah. V'im lo ayin ishtakach mimenu hayachayev legalos l'kol Yisrael. The only reason Moshe Rabbeinu does not have to reveal the Torah, after all, he's in charge of transmission of the Torah, he can't hold back on that, is because he forgets his Torah. So the forgetting of the Torah is connected to the Talmud Vasik, who's going to be Mechadish the Torah, restore that Torah that was forgotten. Moshe Rabbeinu, in a certain sense, is in great need. He depends on us. And he hopes that each and every one of us will fulfill our individual obligation to be dedicated to the Torah and the study of Torah. By doing so, we're restoring the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot. And as we said before, it was absolutely necessary for Moshe to forget the Torah. If he didn't forget the Torah, he would be obligated to transmit that Torah, it would be revealed. And that would rob the individual of his possibility of contributing his chelek in Torah. The halach is that Navi Sheikavash Nevuaso is Chayv Misa. There's no way that Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah and he wouldn't reveal it unless he had forgotten the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu had already studied the Torah in Har Sinai. He forgot the Torah. Now all of Klal Yisrael, who were included in the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the generations, have the ability to be mechadish chidushim, each one his chelek, and that's because of the shichras haTorah. And therefore, it makes sense that in the end of Tanakh it says Zichru Torah Moshe Avdu. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Klal Yisrael through this nevuah to Malachi, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi? What does that mean, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi? Why not say Lilmo Tilmedu as Toras Moshe? What does it mean, Zichru? And it says Toras Moshe Avdi. The Torah is the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch that was given to Klal Yisrael through Moshe. So why do you call it Toras Moshe Avdi? And Chachamim say in the Gemara in Shabbos, Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Hoel U Miyatata Miata es atzmecha, miatata es atzmecha, ti kare al shmecha, shenemar zichru toras Moshe Avdi. Moshe Rabbeinu gets rewarded for his humility, and the pasuk calls it toras Moshe Avdi. Why is the Torah called toras Moshe Avdi? And the answer is that our mandate is Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. 40 days and 40 nights, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it's forgotten. And it's forgotten so that now it's concealed. And if it's concealed, now it could be revealed. And who has to reveal it? Each individual has to reveal his chelik in Torah. And that's Zichru Torah's Moshe. Remember the Torah that was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu that was forgotten. It was forgotten for you to stand up and live up to your responsibility and bring back that Torah. Be mechadish that Torah. Again, really, that Torah was given already to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not your chiddush. But it was robbed from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu would forget that Torah. And the reason for that is because he wants to give us, each and every one of us, the ability to be mechadish chiddushim, because his Torah was forgotten. And now, through the chiddushim that we create, it's Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi, we now have something to expand, to contribute to Torah's Moshe Avdi. The Or HaChaim says, Lama nis'arech ha'golos ki kol od she'en oskim v'torah v'mitzvos ein Moshe chavetz ligol v'atlanu al Torah. So we ask the question, why is Moshe Rabbeinu dilly-dallying here? Why isn't he, if he's the selected agent to bring about the Gula, why isn't he doing so? And the answer is, says the Or HaChaim, because Klal Yisrael are not being Osek B'Torah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to be Goel them. These are Batlanim in HaTorah. And what does it mean to be a Batlam in HaTorah? As the Mishnah says in the third paragraph, a person has a role to play, a contribution to make. He was placed on this earth for a certain specific purpose, and that's to be mechadish his chelik in Torah, and instead he was shocheach? Oh, that's a terrible violation. That's going to extend the goals. Moshe Rabbeinu is not interested in batlonim who are shochachim as haTorah. Kol ha-shocheach domim yishnoso is ma'il of a kosuv. Very harsh words. And again, the language of the Mishnah is called Shokeach Dovar Echad Mi Mishnaso. So what's the antidote? What's the positive side of Shokeach Dovar Mishnaso? Every single individual should reveal his chelik in Torah. And in such a way, we replace or we restore to Moshe Rabbeinu his Zichron HaTorah. Meaning to remember the Torah that was taught him at Har Sinai. And if we do so, and we give back to Moshe Rabbeinu that which he received at Har Sinai and had forgotten, then Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be goalless Yisrael. Here and now, Moshe Rabbeinu says the people of Israel are roy, they deserve the geula. It means that the geula of the Torah is dependent upon the revelation of that which is concealed, to reveal all the parts of the Torah that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu but were forgotten. And we are returning Kaviyachol to Moshe Rabbeinu his Torah that he forgot. And then Moshe Rabbeinu realizes we're dedicated and he's willing to go out to bat for us and bring about the Geula. And at this point we want to take a look at Reb Shlomo Kluger in his famous Tshuva Sefer Tuvta V'Das as he interprets the Pasuk in Koheles. The Yosef Mihema Bani, he Zohar Lasso Sfarim Harbe and Kates. And Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in his tshuva that every person has to publish Sfarim. He should publish his insights into Torah, because the Gula Sidu depends upon the revelation of all the Torah. So if you have Torah that's yours, reveal it, publish it. That's what Shlomo Melech told us. Aso Sfarim Harbe. So I feel a little guilty because I have a sefer that's kind of pretty much ready. I just have to edit it. It's like 500 pages long, and it's maybe it's about time that I don't know. Would you read it? Okay, forget it. No, I don't need you to sign up. So what does it say in Malachi Anovi? Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. And as a result, the next pasuk says, Hini Anochi Shalech Lachem Es Al Yo Anovi. Lifnei bo yom Hashem. And what's being said over here, according to the Rav Shlomo Kluger, is that if we remember Torah's Moshe, if we bring back through our chidushim that Torah that was forgotten, and it was deliberately forgotten so that we could bring about that Torah, reveal it for the first time, because Moshe Rabbeinu would have to have revealed it if he hadn't forgotten it. That's Novi Yaakov Shes Nevoah. So then immediately Hashem says, Anochi Sholeach Lechem, I'll bring about the ultimate redemption. The ultimate redemption is dependent upon those publications of those Sfarim, the revelation of each one's chelik in Torah, his creative chidushim. And that restores the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zichru Torahs Moshe Avdo. And if this be the case, then we begin to understand that if during the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, he experienced a process of forgetting the Torah, but the Gemara says there's a solution to that. Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, Pilpul HaTorah B'matana. Pilpul HaTorah is the ability to restore Torah that was forgotten. Moshe Rabbeinu gives over the Pilpul HaTorah to Klal Yisrael. He shares it with them. He could have taken it for himself. It was given as a personal gift. But he decides he's a Tovayin Hu Yivurach. He is the Tovayin. He decides to give Klal Yisrael the power of Pilpul HaTorah because he wants Klal Yisrael to be Mechadish Nidushim. Because in so doing, they will restore the Torah that he, Moshe Rabbeinu, had forgotten. And that's because Moshe Rabbeinu gave them, he transmitted to the people of Israel, the Koach HaPilpul. And with that Koach HaPilpul, the Torah that was forgotten could be restored. And he brings two riots for this, a Gemara in Tmura, and a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Tmura says that there were 3,000 halachas that were forgotten at the time of the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, the time of the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Avo says in the Gemara in Tmura that Hichziron Asniel ben Knaz mitoch Pilpulo. The Gemara says that Asniel ben Knaz, with his pilpul, his didactics, his analysis, was able to replace and resurrect those Torahs that were lost, 3,000 halachas. And the Gemara in Ksubis says about Rabbi Hanina that if the Torah would be forgotten, I myself could personally restore the Torah with my Koach HaPilpul. So we see that Klal Yisrael received a Tov Ayin, a great gift from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was very magnanimous, and they received the power of Pilpul HaTorah. What is the goal and the agenda for Pilpul HaTorah? To enable us to bring back that which was forgotten, each person to reveal his chelek in Torah. And that's going to be the chelek that Moshe Rabbeinu lost during the 40 years when he was up in Har Sinai. And he says the following: "For nisbar ki kol chelek michelki haTorah einam yichol mizgalos al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu ki'im kasher yagia hazman legalosam al yidei chachmei haTorah shebechol dor v'dor." That it's necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to forget the Torah that he studied for 40 days and 40 nights, that would be a cathartic experience of purifying Moshe so that he could receive the Torah. But moreover, Moshe Rabbeinu is given the Koach HaPilpul, and each Talmid Vasik now is given the mandate to replace a certain part of Torah that's his chelek in Torah. Through what? Through the Pilpul. How does he have the Koach HaPilpul? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Noag Bo Tov Ayin, and he transmitted to us, the people of Israel, the Koach HaPilpul, and as a result, we have the ability to bring back this Torah. And these are the examples that we gave of Asniel ben Knaz, and the example of Rabbi Hanina, but there are many, many examples of this concept, that I have my chelik of Torah, and I could replace that which was forgotten in the aftermath of Chet HaEgel. Now, it's very interesting that the Gemara in many places records a certain minhag that the Amoraim would say one to the other, Moshe Shapir Ka'omret, as if to say that your Torah is a good Torah that Moshe said. What does it mean that Moshe said? And the answer is that your Torah is solid. It's what we call in Yiddish Oisgehalten. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai as Mashe Talmid Vasek Osu L'Chadesh. And now, says the Aruch Chaim, when we compliment someone and say, Moshe Shapir Ka'amrit, you know, what you said is Shapir, we're not only telling him that he's remembering a halacha that was forgotten by Moshe, but it was originally transmitted to Moshe, but even more than that, that a Talmud Chacham has a mitzvah, some sort of expression or potential, a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. Why? Because, as we said at the outset, Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama is a neshama kolelis. So we're all included. We all have a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu in us. And we take that Moshe Rabbeinu that's in us, the koch ha-pilpul that Moshe Rabbeinu shared with us, and we're able to be mechadish achidish and replace the Torah that was forgotten. Finally, we're on page 4, and we'll try to see if we can make this as fast as possible, because I know you're pressured for time. If anybody has to leave, please, please do so. Moshe Rabbeinu, in a sense, again, this is a Kabbalistic, mystical concept, Mislavish, he sort of personifies himself in every single Talmud Chacham. And why and how? Moshe Rabbeinu passes on something which is a dear, very dear and valuable possession of his, and that is the Koch HaPilpul. He's willing to pass it on and give it to every single Talmud Chacham. Why? Because the divine plan is that the Talmud Chacham will utilize and implement the Koch HaPilpul to reveal his unique chelik in Torah, the Torah that was forgotten, and he's going to be maxer that Torah that was forgotten through Pilpul. We'll be able to say to Moshe Shapir Ka'amrit, you're saying it through the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu, because you are connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. You have the nitzos of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave you the Koch HaPilpul, and now you're utilizing the Koch HaPilpul, and you are creating that Torah that Moshe forgot, is Moshe Shapir Ka'amrit. And now we swing back to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that we started with. Why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to bring about the Geula because we're Batlanim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm giving you the Torah, and ultimately the Geula will take place when Klal Yisrael will overcome any laziness, when they will dedicate themselves to the Amelus of Torah through the Derech HaPilpul, and they'll be machzir those chalokim, those parts of Torah that were forgotten. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda Merav means in the Gemara Nedarim, Mi Aish HaChacham V'Yavin Ezos Tashad Dibar Hashem Eilav, etc., etc. Dover Zan Nishal HaChachamim, very famous Medrash and Gemara in Masechta Nedarim, the different versions of this. But in any event, why was Klal Yisrael guilty of a sin? What was that sin that brought about the Golos Shelo Birchu Batorah Tchila? So the Taz says, what does it mean? Lo birchu batorah tchila. And he says that ein haTorah miskayemes ela b'misha meimis atzmo aleh l'gmar brachos. And we find the lashon of halicha with regard to Torah. Halicha specifically, b'chukosei teilecha yu amelim b'torah. And if a person is amel b'torah, he's able to hear the kol Torah. He's able to be mechadish chidushim and replace the Torah that was forgotten. But alma avdo aretz, and the pasuk says in Malachi that lo shavu b'koli. What does it mean, lo shavu b'koli? They didn't listen to the call of Hashem, and they were guilty of many sins. Lo holchu ba, lo nisyagu b'torah. They weren't willing to work hard for Torah. They learned Torah by their tainu, you know, when it was comfortable and when they could enjoy it. But they didn't reach the level of Memis Atzmo B'Torah. Memis Atzmo B'Torah, according to the Taz, is the true meaning of Birchas HaTorah, Ein Mevarchim HaTorah Tchila. They're guilty of leaving out the bracha of a Sivano Lasok B'Divrei Torah. And Lasok B'Divrei Torah is not Lilmo Torah. It means to dedicate yourself be Amel Yigia. And then you can make the bracha Shekinshon and Sosim Sivano Lasok B'Divrei Torah. And they were guilty of not making that bracha, meaning of not fulfilling the requirements of that bracha, the Amel v'Yegiyav Lasok b'Divrei Torah, they were not dedicated to be Mechadesh Chidushin, to utilize and dedicate themselves to implement the Derech HaPilpul, the Yegiyas HaTorah of Lasok b'Divrei Torah, and therefore the Or Chaim says that Moshe Rabbeinu declares any chafetz legal as abatlonim in a Torah. He's not interested in being goel. Those who are lazy and don't want to take upon themselves the amelus b'Torah, derech pilpul, which will be the method by which we reveal that Torah which is forgotten. And if this be the case, perhaps we can answer the question that we began with: why is it that the ata titzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha shem inzai zoh kosis lamor? The Gemara tells us that if we are dedicated to Shemen Zayis, which means Torah Shebaal Peh, to work hard to remove the Shemen from the Zayis, as we discussed earlier, the causes, then we are able to bring about the ultimate Geula. The Ata Titzava, the Titzava we said, Milosh and Ischabrus, between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael, in which Moshe Rabbeinu would no longer say, "You're batlanim in a Torah. We don't. I'm not going to be an instrument and a vehicle to bring about the Geula." And now we're on the top left column, and he says, "Therefore, when we take a look at Shemen Zayis, we see that Shemen Zayis is the Shemen that's tamun. It's concealed inside, trapped inside the Zayis. It's under the surface." And we need a great deal of work and toil to bring that shemen out, to extract it, by crushing the olives and removing its oil. And all that is a symbolic representation of not being an atzlan, of not being lazy, but being willing to be toreach, to work hard, be a gia, in order to remove the shemen from the zayis. And therefore, if we are willing to work hard, then there's no shikach. On the contrary, our hard work in extracting the shemen from the zayis is going to mean, it's going to guarantee that there won't be any shikach haTorah. Zayis is shikach haTorah. Zayis means laziness. But shemen, to remove and extract the shemen, that yigiyah b'Torah, is going to give us the schus of Talmud Torah, of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the Ketisha. We take every part of Torah and we put it into the Kodesh, to the Ketisha, and work very hard to extract the oil from the Zayis, which means symbolically to reveal the part of Torah that's our Chelik in Torah and replace the Torah that was forgotten. V'ato Titzava. Why V'ato? If the word Titzava means Savta, then V'ato Titzaveh means that you will be Meschaber Es B'nei Yisrael, with B'nei Yisrael. You will give them, transmit to them the Terech HaPilpul, that's your Ayin Tova. And V'yikhu Eilecha Shemen Zayisach. The reason why you gave them the Pilpul HaTorah, and that's what they're going to accomplish through Pilpul HaTorah, is that they will bring to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shemen Zayisach. Yasku B'Torah B'derech Pilpul. What was the word Eilecha? That was the first question we asked today. It says by Paradum Eilecha, but what's the Yikhu Eilecha here in Tetzava? The answer is they're bringing to you, Yikhu Eilecha to you, that Torah that you forgot. And you forgot it to allow them to be Mechadish that Chiddush and be Machzir that Chiddush to Derech HaPilpul. Now that they've achieved the Derech HaPilpul with a total dedication to Torah, without Melus, now they're giving you the Shemen Zayisach. They're returning to you all the parts of Torah that were given to you at our senior but were forgotten. Kosis Lamar. Kosis Lamar means they're going to work hard, backbreaking labor, in Pilpul HaTorah, in Amelus HaTorah, and therefore Lahalos Ner Tomin, that there should be a kiyum for the Torah always, and it will not be forgotten. And if this be the case, we are happy to say that V'yata Titzava is not an onesh. Joe was very bothered by this, and we were too. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for saying Mecheni no misifrecha? No. It's not an onesh at all. It looks like an onesh superficially, but on the contrary, it's a schar gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu, you were willing to be Moshe Yenefesh, and say Mecheni no Misifcha for the sake of Atzolus Klal Yisrael, is now Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? Your Torah will be mislabesh in all Chachmei Yisrael, in all generations. They will be learning your Torah. They will be restoring your Torah. All the Chidushim that you received, but were forgotten. Is then the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is left out from Parshas Tetzaveh, because in every generation, the Gedolei Torah of that generation are looking for the Torah's Moshe that's forgotten. And again, the forgetting of the Torah is all part of the process of giving Klal Yisrael the schus to be mechadish their chelik in Torah and to bring about the ultimate geula. So Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're putting your life on the line and you're willing to sacrifice yourself for the sake of saving Klal Yisrael to redeem the people of Israel, then we're going to leave out your name. Because what does it mean to leave out your name? To leave out your name means to give a possibility, to facilitate the possibility of the members of Klal Yisrael studying the Torah in depth with Yigiyah through the method of Pilpul HaTorah. And now your absence from Atok Yitzavah, which represents the Shichas HaTorah, is all done as part of a divine plan to bring about the ultimate Geula. That as a result of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu forgot his Torah, he left room, this space, for Klal Yisrael now to be Mechadish's Torah. And that's going to be the key of keys, the catalyst to bring about the ultimate Geula. Moshe Rabbeinu, by stepping aside, so to speak, and giving your pilpul derech to Klal Yisrael, and you become the Atah Titzaveh instead of Moshe Yitzaveh, it means that you are now playing your role as you did so beautifully when you said Mecheni no Misifrecha, to be Moser Nefesh for the sake of Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, for the sake of Yeshua's Klal Yisrael. And we'll complete our presentation by mentioning that there are so many giants over the course of Jewish history, giants in scholarship, giants in Torah: Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Hillel HaNasi, Rav Akiva, Rav Yehuda HaNasi, and all the names of all the Tanoim and all the Amoraim. And we can mention the name of the Rishonim as well: the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, and it goes on and on and on. All the Rishonim. And Pam Nikra B'Shmo Shel Rabbeinu HaRizal, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Eliyahu Mivilna, Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Ketzel Sachoshim, the Nesivus HaMishpat, all the Shemos of all the leaders, not just the Rishonim, but the Achronim, starting with the Arizal and the Baal Shem Tov, the God, Rabbi Akiva Eger, etc., etc. These are the names of Manhiga Yisrael B'chol Doros. And when we finally clarify and produce all the Torah from all these Gedolim, all the Chidushim, so that we can restore the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in our Sinai, then Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rai Mehemna, is willing and eager to play the role to become the Goel Yisrael, to be the conduit to bring about the Geula of Klal Yisrael, who are dedicated now to Torah, who are now bringing about the restoration of all the Torah that was given to Moshe at our Sinai. They now are requiring the mitzvah of the Yikwe Lecha, Shemin Zayis Zach, because the Zayis, the Shemin itself of the Zayis, is the product of all that work of Yigiyah Pilpul to extract from the Torah Shebet Tzav, the Torah Shebal Peh. That's going to clinch the Geula B'mheirav Yameinu.